tank is prepared. Cheer is in the air.
Oof.
And the nuts are ready to go. Let's play.
Here we go.
Well afloat.
Come on.
Will it float?
Indeed it is. Will it float? Happily, proudly, brought to you by Gibson's Discount Center out of Weatherford. Shop small, shop local, shop for the holidays, shop Gibson's. Going into the tank today. This was, if you're just joining us, donated. Last Saturday out there in De Leon, Texas, we were live and Hank Van Tom comes up. I'd seen Tom before, but I did not know that Tom had pecan trees evidently all over his property.
Ooh, that's fantastic.
And he says, man, they all came down at once. I got bushels and bushels and buckets and barrels of them. And he said, it would be an honor if y'all would consider using my nuts for Will It Float. And I said, Tom, I will happily put your nuts in the tank. Coming up this next Thursday. And then we were asked to leave the city of De Leon, and I don't think we'll be back.
Yeah,
it's phrasing issue, okay? So, yes, a lot of questions about Tom's nuts that he gave us. And, in fact, Harry and Joshua just asked, are you going to crack any of Tom's nuts? Well, they are in the shell as they came off the trees and onto the ground, and then Tom does what he does, and there they are. Here they are.
Harry, I expected a little bit more. I'm just going to lay that out right now. Someone needs to be the grown-up here.
Well, I think we're on the wrong show for that.
Yeah, no kidding.
We are on the right show for two of you, Hank fans. What will the pecans do? Will they float? Will they sink? Will Tom ever approach us at an event again? And to decide ultimately what the pecans in their shell, just as they fell from the trees from above on Tom's property out there, where evidently everything is just covered with nuts. Just nuts everywhere. Pecans. Here to contend against each other, we have Hank fan number 9. She's out of Benbrook, and it is Stephanie. Good morning, Stephanie. Welcome to Will It Float.
Good morning.
Hi.
And going up against Stephanie out of the Burleson, it is Missy. Welcome, Miss Missy. Very nice. Do either of you like pecans?
I love them.
Very good.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
I almost brought the nutcracker this morning that we played Will It Float with last. You're just waiting, aren't you? You're just over there waiting.
I'm trying to take it all in.
I would not say anything to Stephanie and Missy, at least while they can hear right now.
Yeah, this is a conversation you're having with three women.
Yeah?
Yeah. Coincidentally, Tom is nowhere to be found. So
No, but we do have his nuts right here. Big old bag of them. And see, she's giggling. Stephanie out of Benbrook, you have first dibs on this. Will it float? Will it sink?
I think they'll float.
We got a floater out of Stephanie there. All right, so it's a 50-50 game. Missy out of Burleson. What do you think the pecans will do? Float or sink? You hope they will? There we go. All right. I wonder what Tom thinks. Tom probably knows. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Who wouldn't?
I mean, he's got bushels.
Okay. Before.
Everywhere on his property.
Before I'm no longer allowed to sign up for new benefits and open enrollment with this company, let us go to the Tank of Transparency as we are, of course, broadcasting live and streaming it for all of America and the world. And Tom's Farm of Nuts. On the Hank Facebook page. See what you can hear on the radio right now. Of course, once it falls, it has 10 seconds to do what it's going to do once it hits the water. Are we ready with the pecans, Heather Lee? All right, going down in 3, 2, 1. Pecans are down in the water. They bounce off the bottom, and then they come right back to the top. Oh, they are buoyant little fellas right there, those Tom pecans. And yes, the time is elapsing. They are still on the top, and we have a decisive, conclusive, 100% factual winner in this one. Tom, you've got some buoyant pecans. Congratulations, Stephanie out of Benbrook. Those nuts are floating. Missy, thank you ever so much. We appreciate
thank you guys.
It. Merry Christmas to you, and my apologies to any small children that may have been listening and are just confused.
Do your future in-laws listen to this show?
Not after this.
Okay, good.
All right. All right. Yeah, there it is. Stephanie, you're going out there to glide and giddy up there in the stockyards on the rodeo rink. Very beautiful. Well done. Yes. And ladies and gentlemen, according to Tom in Comanche County, you can go find him. Mm. You can find plenty more where that came from. That's right. He's willing. He wants to share. He wants to share. You know what?
Mm-hmm. His pecans.
Yes, there it is.
His
all right.
Pecans.
Congratulations, Stephanie, and all of America. We'll be back for a very, very special next week. Will It Flow? Where every single week is special. Thank you.